So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with several brises tangentially related to the discussion of the previous daf. There are three people who received in this world a taste of the benefits of the world to come. Elohein, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And this is based on the words Bakol Mikol Kol. Shisha Leishol ben Malach HaMavis. There are six people who did not die through the Malach HaMavis, but rather through Misas Neshika, Ve'eluhain, Avram, Yitzchak, Ve'yakev, Moshe, Aaron, Umiriam. Shiva Leishol ben Rima Besalea. There are seven people whose bodies remained whole and did not decompose. Ve'eluhain, Avram, Yitzchak, Ve'yakev, Moshe, Aaron, Umiriam, Uvinyamin ben Yaakov. Arba Mesu Be'etav Shal Nachash. There are four people who died merely because of the sin of the Eitz Hadas, but did not otherwise deserve to die. Ve'eluhein, Binyamin ben Yaakov, Ve'amram Avi Moshe, Ve'yisha Avi David, Ve'kalev ben David. Hanloch Perek HaShutfin, Baruch Hashem completed the first Perek of Masechta Baba Basra, and we will now begin the second Perek, Le'achper Be'ez Hashem. Zakta Mishnah, Le'achper Adam Bayer, Samach Le'bayer Shal Chaveroi, Ve'loi Shliach Ve'loi Ma'ara, Ve'loi Amas Hamayim, Ve'loi Nevrachas Kaifsin. One may not dig a pit near his neighbor's pit, regardless of whether his pit is a boyer, a round pit, or shliach, a long and narrow pit, or ma'ara, a covered square pit, or amas hamayim, a stream, or nevreches kaifsin, a pit for washing clothing. Because as Rashi explains, v'mnesha chafira machleshes kais le'abar. The actual digging weakens the walls of the neighbor's pit. Elim kein hirchik mikais l'chaveri shleisha tfachim besad basid. However, he may dig the pit if he leaves a distance of 3 tefachim between his pit and the wall of the neighbor's pit, and he smears his pit with lime. And as the Gemara explains, Kaisel Bar Shloisha Tefachim, the wall of each pit covers the area of 3 tefachim, and therefore if there is a pit on each side, a distance of 6 tefachim is required between the actual pits. The Gemara introduces a machlekes regarding Habal Lismaich Bitzah HaMeitzah. If a person initially wants to dig a pit alongside the boundary of the neighboring field, and there is no pit in the other field, Abaya Amar Seimech, V'Rava Amar Eina Seimech. Abaya says he may dig a pit even within 3 tefachim of the boundary. Rava says he may not dig a pit within 3 tefachim of the boundary. The Gemara offers two approaches to this machlekes. There is no machlekes. Besada Hasui L'Boiris Devre HaKol Eina Seimech. If the neighboring field requires pits to collect water, as Rashi explains, good in base hashlochen, shetzricha lahashkis tader. For example, a dry field for which rainwater is insufficient and requires constant irrigation. In this case, all agree that he may not dig a pit within 3 tefachim of the boundary because the neighbor will eventually dig a pit on the other side and a distance of 6 tefachim will be required between the two pits. The machlaikis is only besada she'en asui labayris. If the neighboring field does not require pits because it is a base habal, a moist field for which rainwater is sufficient and does not require irrigation. In this case, we have the following machlokes. Abaya are mesaymech, though ein asui lebayris. The neighbor will probably not dig a pit on the other side. Rava amar ein asaymech, because the neighbor claims kehecha ta'at imlach, v'chafarat ananame mamlachna v'chafarna. Just like you decided to dig a pit, I might also later decide to dig a pit. The second version of the machlokes is in the reverse. There is no machlekes. Besada she'en asui lebayris devrakol soymich doha en asui lebayris. In a field that does not require pits, all agree that he may dig the pit within 3 tefachim of the boundary because the neighbor will most likely not dig a pit on the other side. The machlekes is only besada hasui lebayris, a field that requires pits. Abaya amas soymich, v'rava amar en asoymich. In explanation of this machlekes, the Gemara cites a machlekes Rabbi Yisiv Rabbanan in the Mishnah later in our Perek Daf Chafei. Rabbanan say, one who plants a tree must distance it at least 25 amas from his neighbor's pit because his roots will eventually spread and damage the walls of his neighbor's pit. Rabbi Yasi says, one may plant a tree in his property and need not be concerned with any eventual damage to his neighbor's pit. The Gemara now explains our machlekes Abaye v'Rav as follows. Abaye amasaymech afila l'rabbanon, certainly according to Rabbi Yasi, but even according to the Rabban who hold Machikin as Ilon, because Hasim who be'idna de kanate isalabayr, hacha be'idna de kachafa lesalabayr. In that case, the Rabban hold Machikin because when he plants his tree, the neighbor's pit already exists. In our case, however, the Rabban would agree that Seimech because when he digs his pit, the neighbor's pit does not yet exist. Rava Amar Eina Seimech afil Rabbi Yasi. Certainly according to the Rabbanan, but even according to Rabbi Yosi, who holds Zechay v'Petech Shalai b'Zeh Noitea b'Petech Shalai, because Hasam de be'idna de konata lesnu l'sharash of demaskil l'labar. Hacha amale komaro umar de komachis komarfis lola arai. In that case, Rabbi Yosi holds Saimach, because the actual planting does not cause damage to the pit now, rather it is the roots that will spread later that will damage the pit later. In our case, however, Rabbi Yosi would agree that Einai Saimach, because the actual digging damages the walls of the neighbor's pit. The Gemara seeks to bring several proofs from our Mishnah. In the Mishnah's first halacha, Loyachbar Adam Bari Samach Labar Shal Chaveroi, Taima Dikabar, Haleka Bar Saimach. The Mishnah implies that one may not dig near the boundary only if the neighbor already has a pit, but one may dig near the boundary if the neighbor does not have a pit. This seems to contradict Rava in the first version of Besada She'en Asoy L'Bayris Ein Esaymach. The Gemara explains, Mikais L'Bayris Shaninu. The Mishnah does not refer to the neighbor's actual pit, but rather to the walls of a potential pit, and according to Rava, Ein Esaymach, even if the neighbor did not also dig a pit. While according to Abaya, Masnitin Shebo Lachber Bevas Achas. The Mishnah says, Einai Saimach, only if the neighbor also wants to dig a pit at the same time. But the Mishnah agrees, according to Abaye, that Saimach if one digs before the other. The Gemara cites a braisa which states, Sela haba b'yadayim. If the ground near the boundary is extremely soft and can be taken by hand, Zeh chayfa b'yir mikan, v'zeh chayfa b'yir mikan. Zeh machrik shleshet tfachim v'sad besid, v'zeh machrik shleshet tfachim v'sad besid. Each one who digs a pit must leave a distance of 3 tfachim and smear the walls with lime. However, in the same mech, they may not dig near the boundary. According to Abaya, only regarding Sela Habo B'Yadayim in the same mech. However, if the ground is not soft, same mech. While according to Rava, regardless of whether it is Bo B'Yadayim or not, in the same mech. This discussion continues in the next daf.